Hello, McAllen. Welcome to the McAllen Cable Network Studios. With me today, two very special guests and some of my favorite people to interview. Carlos Espinosa, the golf pro at Champion Lakes Golf Course, and he's also the director of the Champions Golf Course, which is incredible. It's one of the best in Texas, I think, in my opinion.
I agree. It is.
And then Denny Moline, he's the McAllen Parks and Recreation Director. So if you don't see Denny, you use all his services at the McAllen Parks and Rec. It's one of the hardest working departments at the city of McAllen, providing services for the entire community. We're here to sort of announce this great opportunity for kids. And it's for those golfers at heart who want to be the next Tiger Woods, is getting them started being like the pros. Carlos, talk to us about drive, chip, and putt.
Yeah, man, this is an awesome honor for us to be able to work with the Parks and Recreation Department to host the drive, chip, and putt qualifier for the 2025 year. As most people would know, it's an event that Augusta National Golf Club, home of the Masters, started a few years ago. And its main purpose was to grow the game. To be selected, to be part of that, to be connected in any way, shape, or form to the Masters and Augusta National Golf Club is a real honor for every one of us at Champion Lakes and our city as well.
Denny, what does McAllen Parks and Recreation have to do with this drive, chip, and putt?
So what we're doing is we're going out recruiting, right? And so we want to get all these junior golfers to come out to participate. Not to only showcase McAllen, but to showcase the region, right? The Rio Grande Valley. And I think we got a lot of juniors that are coming up, and you know, the experience that they're gonna gain from this is gonna just be that much more valuable to their game.
Is there still time to register?
Yes, there is. It's registration is currently ongoing. If those that wanna register, they can visit the McAllen Parks website at www.mcallenparks.net. Registration ends April 28th at 4 p.m. So if you guys are interested, boys and girls, it's free. It's a free event. No skills required. And so we just want you to come out, participate, register, and we'll see you there.
So you don't have to be a Tiger Woods, but you're a Tiger Woods in the making, hopefully, right?
Correct, yes. You know, and our very own, you know, Carlos Espinosa here, you know, played on the tour. So it can happen, right? You know, if you are dedicated, you know, and you stay true to the game, you know, good things can happen.
Carlos, who's helping you out from the Southern Texas Golf Association, or what is it?
The Southern Texas PGA, they're the arm of the USGA, the United States Golf Association, and they are actually gonna be here on Friday, May 3rd. The event starts at 3 o'clock, and they're gonna have the representatives here helping us run the event as well. But this is a tremendous opportunity for our community. This is not a local, nor a state, nor a national event. This is a worldwide event, and our community, our kids, have the opportunity to participate right here in their hometown of McAllen, Texas. So I invite everyone, I encourage everyone. We have a big day planned. We're gonna have a huge leaderboard screen that is going to be showing the action live. We're hoping to also stream it through the City of McAllen YouTube channel. And there is going to be food and tents and just a lot of fun. It's really a family outing aside the competition that's going to take place. But a great opportunity for everyone in our area, as Danny said, regardless of skill level.
And of course, Carlos runs a first-class event at the Champions Lake Golf Course. He does the amateur golf tournament every year, and every golfer that ever gets steps on there, you feel like you're at the pros.
That's exactly right.
So these children, I'm sure, are gonna feel the same way.
That's exactly right, Roy. The idea is to recreate what took place last week on Monday on national TV as much as we can. And I think we're gonna be really, really close, if not all the way there. We just need the kids to come out, sign up at mcallenparks.net, or they can go to the Champion Lakes Golf Course website, which is championlakesgolf.com to sign up as well.
And Carlos, let me just on a personal note, when you were a golf pro, how did it feel competing in some of these tournaments?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. When you're in the thick of the competition, you don't really think about what you're doing, you know, you're just playing golf. But looking back now, what an honor. And sometimes it's hard for me to believe that I actually tried to do that. So it's amazing. You know, this year, the PGA Tour had the first drive, chip, and putt participant that actually qualified to play in the Masters tournament. So it's there. It's going to continue to happen. And God willing, we'll have one of our junior golfers in the Masters one day.
On a Zoom call, because he couldn't be here, is John Milner, one of the organizers that's been assisting you from the Southern Texas Professional Golf Association. So we're going to talk to John right now to find out, you know, how important this event is for kids around the world.
That is correct. John is a prominent figure in the STPGA. He's been our point of contact, and they do a tremendous job with junior golf. Just two days ago, we hosted the regional qualifier, UIL regional qualifier. 18 kids advanced to state. Of those 18 kids, 11 were from right here in the Rio Grande Valley. And so that's a testament to not only what the coaches and our community is doing to grow the game of golf, but also how the support we get from the STPGA in our area.
So here, let's go to John Milner right now. Welcome, JT. I have right now John JT Milner from the Southern Texas Professional Golf Association. Why do you all do this event for the communities?
Yeah, so Drive, Chip, and Putt is kind of a Grow the Game initiative, and it's a partnership with USGA, the PGA of America, and also the Masters Tournament. So kind of the PGA of America, that's where we play a role. We host our local qualifiers. We try to use it as an avenue, you know, of our mission to growing the game. And while there's a chance to go to Augusta, you know, which is the greatest, you know, achievement that could probably come out of this, we also try to use this to introduce golfers by focusing on the fundamentals, the drive, chip, and putt skills, and then funnel them into our junior golf program, where we strive to create lifelong golfers through our program.
Who can participate?
Yeah, so it's going to be kids ages 7 to 15. Just kind of a note here, we do get questions about age. It is the age that you will be of the national finals. The national finals will be on April 6th of 2025. So if that causes any kind of variance, that's why. It is your age based on the day of the national finals, April 6th, 2025.
Why did you all